Please be seated. This is officially now morning prayer. And I honestly do not know if morning prayer is supposed to have a sermon or not. But at Southside Abbey, when we've had morning prayer led by deacons and others, we've had short sermons. And thus, I've got a short sermon. Don't get up and go to the restroom, you'll miss the end of it. Okay? And I don't know what Roberts was supposed to be named, but I've decided to name this one KISS. And I think we all know what that stands for. Keep it simple. And there's an adjective I'm not going to say from the pulpit, but it describes me for saying yes at either 10 till 7 or 10 till 8 this morning to doing this. My phone said at that time 10 till 7, and maybe it was something God provided that I wouldn't panic, and I sort of prepared and sort of, I thought I was leaving the house at 10 after 9 and was going to be here for an hour to finish preparing and getting ready. And then as it commonly does on a time zone line, get in a truck and it changes from 10 after 9 to 10 after 10. So I've made a bunch of people panic here, but not intentionally. But that adjective, that last adjective, keep it simple, describes me in that decision-making process. But for today's purpose, we're going to call it Keep It Simple Simon, in honor of Robert not being here and Simon being possibly an adjective, a reason for that. So today it's Keep It Simple Simon. But I did have a chance to read the gospel, and we had read it Friday night when I was at Southside Abbey. And this isn't the direction we went. But that's where this sermon's going. Keep it simple, Simon. God says, or Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. It's real simple, folks. Simon said, love your neighbor. Simon said, invite people to God in Christ's name, knowing that God forgives them. God loves them. And today's Simon said, God is Simon. God says, whoever welcomes you, and that means we need to be welcoming somebody else to God. Real simple. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. We need to remember that as a church, Christ, our calling from Christ, is to welcome them to our church in Christ's love, and that Christ forgives all their sins. It is simple. Simon says, invite them here. Christ says, invite them here. And he will take over. God loves them. God should show them love. And for all of you who are out there listening on the radio or wherever, if you haven't been to this church, you show up here and you will know that God loves you. Because that's how we feel about each other. We're small, but God loves you. Come join. If you need to listen from home, we understand that. But all of us here know that God loves us. It's that simple. The very last line reads that whenever you give them a cold cup of water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. I couldn't help but think of where we were handing out food yesterday at the pantry, where people need it, and that we're handing it out in God's name, showing God's love. And what they do with it from there is between them and God. But we need to invite, remember to invite, and tell them that God loves them. And that's something I have forgotten in getting their names and telling them, here's something to feed you. We need to remember to tell them, this is from God to you. So in closing, keep it simple, Simon. Jesus Christ came for us and loves you. Amen.